Hey, we've got a special guest on the line. He is an icon in anybody who's been in San Diego since the 60s and beyond knows this gentleman. He was a world-class reporter and anchor over at Channel 10, across town station, and I've known him since probably 1977 or 80. But his name is Jack White, and I think he's on the line. Are you there, Jack?
I am indeed, Joe.
Wow, you sound great.
I want to know who gives permission to take an extra day off of school. Where were those people when I was in school?
Good question. I don't know, they're cracking down, I guess, a little bit, though.
Yeah.
But, Jack, I know there's a new sequel to Anchorman 2 coming out, and you had a lot to do with Anchorman 1. Now, Ron Burgundy, I know you and I, you know, you worked with Harold Green, and I, you know, used to see him on a daily basis. Was Will Ferrell supposed to actually, I mean, was the character actually based on Harold Green? That's the question.
Well, part of it was and part of it wasn't.
Mm-hmm.
The structure of the man himself, the way he behaved and acted and talked, that was a composite of a number of people that you and I both worked with.
Right.
As for Harold Green, I gave the station, the movie studio, all of my old photo albums of my days on television.
Right.
And they found that Ron Burgundy looked like Harold Green.
He did.
He does.
Uncanny.
Yeah. The first day I saw him in makeup, I walked down and I looked at him and I started to say, "Harold, what are you doing here?"
Now, were you actually up on the set when they were filming this movie? Or?
Oh, yeah.
Wow. So
yeah, it was filmed originally. It was going to be filmed at Universal Studios.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, at movie studios these days, they do everything but make movies. They have luncheons and award ceremonies and all kinds of things. So an old mattress company out in Glendale, the buildings were converted for the movie studio. And they actually built an exact replica of the news set that I had worked on for so many years.
Oh, my gosh.
The weather board, everything was exactly as we had it.
You mean it was the news, the gray background and all? You mean that look or something?
That was the look.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
With the chroma key and Captain Mike and all that. Wow. So you had a lot to do with, the writing of the script? Or?
No, I really didn't.
Okay.
I remember one day I was telling them some stories about things that had happened mm-hmm. when we were doing the news, and the director looked at me and he says, "You know, this stuff's better than what we got in the movie."
So where did Will Ferrell actually get the idea to do a movie like this? I mean, just watching, he was watching old 70s newsreels or something? Or?
No, I think that it was a project that he had in mind for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And the director was a very good friend of his. They had worked on Saturday Night Live together as writers.
Mm.
And so I think they kind of had the bits and pieces to make the show go.
Mm-hmm.
And they just called in some people that had worked in the business and said, "You know, how far off are we on some of this?"
Yeah. Now Harold used to sign off with "Take care of one another," in San Diego, to words mm-hmm. to that effect. Now, where did Will come up with "Stay Classy, San Diego"? Was that just something they collaborated on?
That's just something he, yeah.
Wow. Well, it sure stuck.
It certainly did.
Anyway, Jack, so you're a big film buff and a magic buff, so you've got a big film collection, right?
I do. I have 16 millimeter, which is pretty outdated now. Everything has gone to DVD and that sort of thing, but occasionally we'll get an old film out and crank up the projector, and away we go.
Isn't that great? Now, we had a big party for you at Channel 10 a couple of years ago, and they had some magicians there. So what's your connection with magic? Are you a member of the Magic Castle and all that?
I am a member of the Magic Castle.
Wow.
I'm a charter member of the Magic Castle.
Really? Whoa.
And I think I was in college when the Magic Castle came about, which was 50 years ago this year.
Whoa.
I am the past international president of the International Brotherhood of Magicians.
Who'd have thunk it?
Yeah,
Had you ever crossed paths with Johnny Carson? Because he was a big magic buff.
Johnny was a very big prestidigitator.
Did he ever show up there? Did you ever bump into him at all or not?
I haven't. But Cary Grant used to be
a
regular member up there.
Well, who would have thunk that? Wow.
Yeah. and I would see Carl Malden a lot.
Huh.
Streets of San Francisco.
Yeah.
What will you do?
Yeah. They were all actually very good in their own right.
Yeah.
Of performing.
Yeah.
And,
so what do you think of the current state of local TV news, Jack? Do you still track it much at all, or is it...
I do. I watch it every night.
Really?
I think that there are some nights that I watch it and say, boy, I wish I could be out there working on that story.
Uh-huh.
And then there are other times that I say, boy, I'm glad I don't have to touch that one.
Well, today, you got to lug your own camera stuff and probably have to edit and do everything else. It's getting pretty labor-intensive out there, you know.
Well, it is, but, you know, these new cameras are very lightweight.
Yeah.
And I've used them for a long time now.
Mm-hmm.
I had a little production company for a while, and they are... I've always called them a television station in a shoebox.
Yeah.
Because they are just a lightweight little thing, and you can do all kinds of crazy stories and put effects in it that we were unable to do years ago.
Yeah. Well, you're seeing more and more kids put stuff up on YouTube and get all kinds of hits and views and everything else. So,
but... Yeah. Oh, listen, these young people today who have been around video... literally all of their life,
mm-hmm.
they are incredible, the things they do.
Yeah. But, Jack, it's so good to hear your voice. We have to move along because we've got an in-studio guest, but we'll check in with you from time to time and get your take on what's going on in the world and such. How's that sound?
Sounds good to me.
All right, Jack. Thanks for calling. You stay classy, Jack.
All right, I will.
All right, good night now.